Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's real money gaming industry is confronting its bleakest moment yet after the Supreme Court extinguished hopes of relief from the 28% retrospective tax demands. Vikas SN reports that companies are now weighing review petitions and possible settlement talks with the government. Also read Priyansh Verma's explainer on why these firms have been handed a tax bill worth 1 lakh crore rupees and the options before them. India's consumers are going out again after months of caution. Ishan Gera reports that UPI spending at bars and pubs returned to growth in April after four straight months of decline, while online shopping and digital gold purchases surged as consumers continued spending freely online, even amid record bullion prices. India's growing appetite for Korean culture has made its way into our kitchens. Korean ramen makers are betting big on India, while Indian FMCG companies are also launching ramen products to capitalize on the trend. Akshara Srivastav spoke to top executives from South Korean packaged ramen makers who say that India could be one of their biggest markets. The West Asia crisis is now hitting everyday items such as eggs. Ishan Gera and Adrija Chatterjee report that India's poultry exports to key Gulf markets such as the UAE and Oman have dropped sharply as freight costs surge and shipping routes face disruption, putting fresh pressure on Tamil Nadu's export-heavy poultry industry, already grappling with rising feed and fuel costs. The global tech wave will likely pull more Indian investors to Wall Street. Anand J writes that with SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic looking to list on the American bourses soon, fintech and broking firms that facilitate global investing said they have already seen a surge in investor interest since their launch in GIFT City. While Indian investors cannot invest directly in US-based IPOs, firms with US brokerage accounts can trade stocks in real time as soon as they list. The global wellness boom is throwing up some unexpected winners. Vishwanath Pilla writes that Shaily Engineering Plastics, the manufacturer of injection pens used for semaglutide drugs, has emerged as a surprise winner amid the explosive growth of weight loss treatments. Pavan Brugula reports that the Enforcement Directorate closed a record 685 investigations in FY26, more than three times the previous year, even as it simultaneously opened the highest ever number of fresh cases and attached a record 81,400 crore rupees worth of properties. Premium and luxury retail brands are facing a peculiar problem. Shiladitya Pandit and Akshara Srivastav report that these brands have few spaces left to set up shop. Vacancy in quality grade A and luxury malls across major cities has become hard to find. These companies are now turning to tier 2 markets such as Chandigarh, Jaipur, Lucknow and Mangaluru. And finally, as edtechs deepen their AI push, one firm thinks recorded lectures, the backbone of online learning so far, will no longer work. In a conversation with Aryaman Gupta, PhysicsWala co-founder Pratik Maheshwari said his company will focus on building conversational AI tutors layered on top of structured live learning. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.